listening. This is our third meeting we're in. Okay, this is the second phase we're going to discuss today. It's the conceptual design meeting. And a few points of interest in this meeting are the conceptual specification of components, conceptual specification of design, and also trend watching. These are hopefully the points you addressed in your great presentation that you're going to show me in a few minutes. But first, I'll show you the agenda. First the opening, then we have three presentations. After that we have to come to a decision on remote control concepts, how we're going to make it. And then we're closing. We have about 40 minutes. So I suggest let's get started. Did someone encounter any problems during the preparation? No? Everything fine? It's nice. Then a little thing about the last meeting. These are the points we agreed on, the requirements and the target market. Requirements are teletext, docking station, audio signal, small screen with some extra button information, and we're going to use default materials. Does somebody have any comments on these requirements? No, these are just things we thought of, so maybe if you figured something else or thought of something else, just let me know. Maybe you can work it out. And we're going to target the 60 to 80 year old customers. So now everybody knows what we're doing. I suggest let's get started with the presentations. So, if you're the same lineup as last time.
Sure.
Okay.
I'll start up with people.
I'm going to inform you about the trend watching I've done in the past few days. We've done some market research and distributed some more enquetes, questionnaires. And besides that, I deployed some trend watchers to Milan and Paris to, well, get a hold of the newest trends. And I've consulted some additional trend watchers after the original trend watchers returned, about what the best design would be. Okay, these are some overall findings. Most important thing is the fancy design. The research indicated that was by far the most important factor. Innovativeness was about half as important as fancy design. By innovativeness, this means functions which are not featured in other remote controls. About half as important as the innovativeness was easy to use. For our group, we're focusing on the people of 60 to 80 years old. This is these factors are slightly more equal. Okay, these are some more group-specific findings. The older people prefer dark colors. They like recognizable shapes and familiar material. Our surveys have indicated that especially wood is pretty much the material for older people. This image will give you a little bit of an impression about the look and feel that remote should have. This leads us to some peripheral preferences. The remote control and the docking station should blend in the room. So this would mean no eye-catching designs, just keep it simple. And well, the docking station and the small screen would be our main points of interest, because this would be the, these would be the innovativeness in the remote control. So this would be very important that we at least include these features. Well, the trend watchers I consulted advised that it should be remote control and the docking station should be telephone shaped. So you could imagine that the remote control would be standing up straight in the docking station. This is not really, this is pretty much a new shape to older people, so they would prefer a design where the remote control just lies flat in the docking station. So it would be kind of more telephone shape. Besides that, we would advise to bring two additions, one with a wood light color and maybe feel, and one with a gray black color. The wood light for the more exclusive people, people with more money, and the gray black color for, well, people with less means. That would be all.
Okay, thank you. Any questions? Do I have further questions?
Did some research about designing of interface. Last meeting we had about using a few buttons. So that's what I want to do in our design. So, finding an attractive way to control the remote control. I found some something about speech recognition, so maybe I can use that. And using a little display. Fine. Just to focus on the primary functions. So only buttons for sound, for on off. Shifting up again in the channel, or down, shifting down. Let's see. We need some new and attractive functions which attract people for using it. So it's like speech recognition and special button for selecting subtitles, just as we mentioned last meeting. Overall, user friendly, so using large buttons. It's possible to make a quite cheap system for speech recognition. You can think about when you lost your remote control, you can call it and it gives a sync signal. So, for shifting up a channel, or for putting out a sound or something, you can just give a sign, say sound off, or and television put the sound off. Let's see. I was thinking about a special button for subtitles, just one button to keep it simple. One push on the button, you get small subtitles. Double push, double click, so you get big subtitles for people which can who can read small subtitles over. Yeah, and we have to keep in general buttons, so the buttons we have to use, the on-off, sound on-off, sound higher or lower, and the numbers 0 to 9. The general button, more general, one button for shifting up and shifting down. Also, we want to use a little display for displaying the functions of the buttons. And we can build in a function which shows the channel or from which the television is on. So, made a little picture of it. Let's see. Just you can put up on off button over here in this corner. Almost all remote controls are using on off button on that place, so people will recognize the button. So display of it, it's just a small display. You can put it on top. It's the most place where people most often looks at. So, and a special button for shifting up and shifting down channel. It's on place where the thumb of the. So you can easily shift up or shift down. It's quite any place. So and other functions for subtitle, one button, for sound. And the overall design we have to discuss about it, I think. So the form of it. So.
About the components design, for the energy source we can use a basic battery or as an optional thing the kinetic energy like in a watch which you just shake and it produces energy, but if we choose for that option the docking station could become obsolete, so I don't think it's really an option. For the casing, the manufacturing department can deliver a flat casing, single or double curved casing. It's really up to the design that we're going to use. It doesn't imply any technical restrictions. As a case supplement, we could, I thought of that later, a rubber belt, like an anti-slip. For the buttons, we can use plastic or rubber. And the chipset, it says simple here, but it should be advanced because we're using an LCD. And as the Trendwatch here presentation showed, people like wood, but it raises the price and doesn't really fit the image unless we would start two product lines. The form should follow function overall. Well, the kinetic energy source is rather fancy, but depends on what we want. I think we should discuss that. For the case, the supplement and the buttons really depends on the designer, and the chipset really should be advanced because otherwise it would really be a simple remote control. That's it.
Okay. Thank you. So So that brings us to the discussion about insects. So these are the points we need to discuss. First, I think we can talk about the energy source, since that has a pretty big influence on production price and image. So I think first of all we have to see it is possible to introduce kinetic energy.
Yes. There are four options. We could use the basic normal battery, a hand dynamo, but I don't think that's really an option.
Yeah.
You don't want to swing before you can watch television.
Yeah.
Solar cells, but not every room is very light, so it's not a very good option. Or the kinetic energy.
Yeah.
And
how exactly
does the kinetic energy work?
Well,
you
basically shake your remote
and
then it powers up.
Yeah.
Well, personally, I don't think that all the people like to shake their remote control before you can use it.
Yeah, that's true.
And besides that, you mentioned it would make the docking station obsolete. And I think our docking station could be one of the marketing issues with which we could create popularity for a product.
But
what's
the function? Yeah, for loading up the batteries. But
yeah, you could load
the
batteries. You could insert the find the lost remote control function in there.
Okay, but it won't use much energy. I believe it's just a small display. So I believe it will run on one battery for 6 months or more. So I believe one battery is just enough. So
well, I think it's true. Elderly people just like to have everything in place, and I don't think they like a remote just running everywhere in their rooms. So maybe a docking station will help them give them another place.
True.
And also what you said, you can introduce voice recognition by finding back your remote. But I think it's more efficient and cheaper to put it in the docking station. So you have a button on your docking station that you can push, and then it starts beeping.
Okay.
And then you can still use the voice recognition, but maybe not for only the channels.
I'm wondering, what will the voice recognition mean for the production price?
Yeah.
I don't have any information on pricing, so I'll have to ask the manufacturer for.
Because in our earlier market research, if you would allow me to
look
at the blackboard.
Smartboard.
We also asked if people would pay more for speech recognition in a remote control. Well, you can see here our target group would not do that.
No.
So if they would increase the price for which we're selling our remote control, I would greatly advise not to do it.
Yeah.
I think it would be better to insert in our other product that is meant for the younger people.
That would also go for the LCD screen. It's a bit higher percentage.
Well, this is, yeah, but this is, you know, the question was, would you prefer it? So that doesn't really mean they wouldn't pay extra for it. And on top of that, the LCD screen would help in making the remote control easier to use. Yeah, and I think the voice recognition function would not make the remote control much easier to use.
I think it's a good point.
Yeah. but it's research about big and large LCD display or just a small one we want to use?
Well, this was for like an LCD screen like you would have on the most advanced mobile phones.
Okay.
So pretty large.
I personally think the LCD screen you want to use with the extra information, I think nobody is anything against it. It's just some extra information, it's easy to ignore as well.
Yes.
But if you don't want to use it, you just don't use it. And yeah, I think maybe we have to discard voice recognition because it will increase cost significantly. And I don't think it will be easier to use. So that brings us back to the energy. If you don't have voice recognition, it won't use a lot of energy to use.
Mm-hmm.
So in that case, we could use quite heavy energy. But I think just a simple battery which you can reload on docking station is just as good. And it's cheaper as well.
Mm. So that's the best choice.
Okay, let me just choose for the battery. That brings us to the chip.
Well, there isn't any choice there because
it's
we're using the display, so it's got to be a fast chip.
Okay, that's fast chip. And then one of the case. Which brings us a little bit back to marketing as well. If you want to choose for wood or the black and gray or both. As we saw, there is not, wood is a lot more expensive to produce. But I think it will attract a lot of people who want to have something exclusive, which they can show off to their grandkids. Have any remote control?
I don't know.
I think the most important factor there is the wooden color. So it wouldn't actually have to be wood.
Yeah,
it's just.
That's right. The wood color was a lot more expensive? Or
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll have to research.
It's more difficult to handle and to get in the right shape.
Yeah. Is it possible to make a changeable case? So, you've got, with mobile phones, like the Nokia mobile phones, when you can change the case of it, so maybe it's a possibility. You have just to make one standard remote control, and you can sell a few.
Sell the case.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's a very good option. Because then you can advertise as well and give your grandfather a new case for his remote control or whatever. Because it's something extra, it's something other remotes don't have.
Yeah.
You can get a great advantage. So, and then you can make a move forward back to great.
We would have to look carefully into the design of it. Because we would have to make one with control which would fit in with a wooden cover and a plastic cover.
Yeah.
Or original one, the standard one.
Yeah, so you suggest we should design two different telephones?
Or
which you can apply remote control. Or which you can apply different case covers.
Well, no, I think we should then just design one remote, but it would have to be fancy with either a wood cover or a plastic one.
Okay.
So, but that shouldn't be
so everybody's okay with changing colors?
I think that's a good option. industrial designer talk about flat single and double curve.
Yes.
Yeah, could you explain that a little more?
Well, the general, like most older remotes are flat, just straight. And our manufacturing department can also deliver single curved or double curved, curved cases.
And what would single curved and double curved mean?
Would just only affect the form for fire time. So it's really just up to the design department what they're going to use.
Okay.
It doesn't really matter for the price or the function.
So you can pretty much just
pick one
you
like.
Yeah. That's good.
But the form has to be has to be possible to stand up or just coming into
no,
the
just to lay down.
And the cover of the docking station is also on top of that engine.
And well, besides it.
So the interface, what type of interface do we want to use? And you can make a little drawing of it on the board. Ideas for a form or?
You can just use a regular form of it, but it's not quite a fancy show.
You said you wanted to put the changing channels button on the right side so you can so your phone could be easier.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's a very good point because I pointed out earlier that a lot of remotes cause RSI. So it would be great for that. I thought maybe we could just make one of those buttons on both the left and the right side
for
left-handed users
for
also.
Yeah, we, it's possible to program it so you cut on the left side, on the right side buttons for shifting up and shifting up. And on the other, on the other side, buttons for shifting for the sound. Or is it
well, we could do that, but I'm not sure if that would be very good for the ease of use. But if we would make changing channels and changing volume button on both sides, then it certainly yield great options for the design of the remote. Because it could be made all symmetrical and stuff.
Yeah,
but you have extra buttons.
Yeah.
So people can get confused.
Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah.
Especially if they say right.
See, or you have to make a left
probably
for lefty
film. Probably make a remote which you can flip over and use in the same functions as the normal one.
You mean, if.
Let's see, like a blank one. Then you get. Here's a little LCD screen. I have to think. Plus on the min. No, it's not very handy, I think, because the plus and the min will be opposite.
Yeah.
All kinds of. No, that's not gonna work. I guess. Maybe.
Yeah.
Is it a problem that left-handed persons is a good component. I think the functions are that basic that nobody should have any problems with trees in general.
That's true.
Yeah. It's just using a thumb, so
I think we could just leave it the normal shape.
Yeah.
And maybe we have to make it a bit more fancy.
I think we should start by choosing a case, because that's the basis
yeah.
we're building on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
roll them out.
We've got this flat case. It's from the side, so run them normal.
Yeah.
The single curved, so I'm not really sure what they're gonna look like, but I think it's something like this. So this type should be better for you, or better, should prevent repetitive stray injury a bit. And the double curve look something like this, I guess.
So those are the three options we have.
I suggest the single curve, because maybe the curve is pretty good to put the screen in, so that elderly people can use the remote control and at the same time look easily at the screen, because it's a bit, it's a bit of an angle.
You say this you got like curves over I believe here.
Here.
So you want to put a display over here or not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's
can make it
upside down or
this top. So this top. This down. Maybe it's possible to make this side like let's see color okay. To make this side like the right color a bit like so in the form of your hand so it's so the remote control have to lay in your hand so it's possible for sure.
So
and
yeah
and to put and the buttons for changing the channel over here
yeah that's a good one but I think it's better to put the screen on top. So just flip it 90 degrees around.
And the display.
That's right here. If you can have this one, you turn it like this, and then flip it upside down.
I don't know.
Because maybe your hand is in the way if you have the display here.
It's more logical to have it on top as well, because back on your mobile phone,
so
it's always on
top. Yeah.
Well, maybe you should just start on the
like
blank
So then we get. Here's the curve. Here the display and then buttons. Yeah, and then we can add a little bit off here, and here maybe. Just that's for left hand and right hand user. And then the rest of the buttons over here.
But the on off button still only top.
Yeah, still here.
I would prefer the corners to be round.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I think
it's a bit more friendly. Okay. Supplements. That's okay. Supplements. Then
we've got a general idea of the concepts and materials we're going to use. So now for the next meeting, we'll have to look at the look and feel design. It's important that the corporate design image is going to be in the remote, so check out the corporate website maybe. The user interface design, it's the same story. And product evaluation. So the industrial designer and user interface designer are going to work together on this one. But you're going to get your instructions, I think, sent by the coach. So just help put these minutes on the folder.
Okay.
And then we're going to try to finish our project and make a good design for all the grandfathers and grandmothers. If you're going to start right away to work together, or I think you're going to fill in the questionnaires first,
yeah.
And then you'll get a message.
Yeah.
So that's basically maybe this one.
I can save this one in the folders group. It's here. Smart board, there it is. So if you want to have a look at it, it's over there in the project folder.
Yeah.